Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
Is he okay?
She's fat too. I don't know if that matters. I would hope that he would say you make a fantastic chicken fricassee, but I don't know. I only speak Ing. Oh, I love that DoubleTree. They've got a fantastic dirty martini. I also was wondering if you guys sold any sort of lotions from the Jest of Jesus or something like that.
Let's call the Joel Osteen hotline, shall we?
May I have with today's special offer of the 30th of Victoria's Living Book?
Could you describe the book to me? Because I just want to let you know, I ordered Joel's book, and I read it cover to cover. I'm still a little bit confused about certain things from his life. Is he okay? He's happy, right?
Is he okay?
He's good, right? It just left me a bit confused. All right. So what's the special book you've got today? Because I've decided I don't read enough, and I definitely want to read. I also was wondering if you guys sold any sort of lotions.
No, ma'am.
Okay, because my elbows are just basically ashen at this point.
All right. I see that he has 30 thoughts for Victoria's Living.
Victorious living.
Yes, ma'am.
So he'll teach me how to be victorious.
It comes with encouraging scriptures and inspiration that will change your thought life for the better.
Oh, for the better.
Church. You will learn how you can build the habit of seeing and saying what God says about you.
Oh. I do often wonder what the Lord says about me. I would hope that he would say you make a fantastic chicken fricassee, but I don't know. Oh.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Would you like to order this book, ma'am?
I'm still on the fence. Is there any audiobooks or is everything just you have to read?
I don't know if he has audio or not.
What about any stationery? Does he sell stationery? I've got a slew of letters to write to different companies.
The thing about this,
I was thinking maybe, you know, stationery that says this from the desk of Jesus or something like that.
Yes, I'm looking to see if he has anything.
Jesus is helping with this note, you know, something, you know, amusing, but also about the Lord.
It's not showing me any stationery.
All right, I just figured I'd ask. And you don't sell any, like, sandwiches or anything like that, right?
Any who?
Like sandwiches, like made-to-order sandwiches?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to really ponder about this book and then give you guys a ring back, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's give Barnes a call. The one that's here.
Hello, thank you for calling the Barnes firm. How may I direct your call?
Hello, just want to start by saying I'm so sorry about Barnes's untimely passing. Are you okay?
We're doing fine. Let me go ahead and assist you. Do you need assistance with free case development?
Yes, I would love to let you know of an injury that took place today. A pretty significant.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm resting comfortably, but I am on painkillers and, you know, there is a cast. So there's that.
Oh, Well, let me go ahead and help you as much as I can.
Oh, perfect.
So this is regarding a new case.
That's right.
Perfect. I'll be more than glad to help you with this. Now, first, I'll need your first and last name.
Sure. It's Angelina, and the last name is Jossel. J-O-S-S-L-E.
Okay, thank you very much for the information. Angelina will be A-N-G-E-L-I-N-A.
That's right.
And Jossel, you mentioned that it is J-O-S-S-L-E.
That's right, Jossel.
Thank you very much, Ben. Now, in regards to this case, which office would you like to get in contact with? Between Los Angeles, Oakland, San Diego,
oh,
or New York?
I love Oakland. It is a fantastic area. Does it matter where I'm located?
Normally, we would prefer for you to select the one that is closest to you.
Oh, all right.
Oakland, there's no issue with that.
All right. Well, I find Oakland to be fantastic. They've got fantastic muffins. I don't know if you've been there, but their brand muffins is unbelievable.
Well, let me select that. And it sounds certainly very, very nice. So let me select it for you. And just make sure that we send the right information to the attorney. May also have this information. Let me get this here. Okay, so are you a Spanish speaker?
A what speaker?
Are you a Spanish speaker?
I am not a Spanish speaker. I took French in high school, basically failed out. I only speak Ing.
Okay, don't worry then. Thank you for the information. Now, I need to know, now that you mentioned that this injury is today and that you are on painkiller, are you currently at the scene of the accident?
I am not. I am not. Nope. I got the hell out of there, went right to the emergency room.
Okay, sounds good. And it is good that you're not anymore in the emergency room. Now, let me keep going in here. So, at this moment, I would like to make sure you mention Oakland is the one you prefer, right?
Yes, I love Oakland. I've also had a zucchini muffin as well as bran.
Oh, sounds good then. Oh, one more, I need to clarify this information before I try to contact you with one of the attorneys. What type of case or what type of injury did you get involved in?
Well, I went to pick up my daughter, Barbara, at her friend's house today, and they were in a treehouse. And Barbara refused to get in the car. And I said, Barbara, we're leaving, and we're leaving now. She said, absolutely not. Wouldn't come down from the treehouse. So I climbed up, and as soon as I got up to the top, the daughter of the homeowner goes, get out of here, and pushed me out of the treehouse. Do you believe that? So I landed on my leg, and I want to sue them.
Oh, it certainly sounds very bad, but let me go ahead and place all this information here then.
Great.
So the daughter of the homeowner pushed you down like this.
Out of the treehouse. That's right. That's right. It's just a sprain, but there's, they wrapped it up. They did a whole thing. They x-rayed. I'm not going to be able to go to work. I'm a dancer, and I'm not going to be able to dance, obviously. This is just very upsetting. And with, COVID, I've already missed work. I've had COVID 4 times. So, and I'm fully vaccinated, by the way. It just keeps creeping on back inside of me. So, things are just looking down, if you know what I mean.
I have, kind of a rough idea. I think we all went through some pretty, not good situations with this whole pandemic, but let me get all this information in here for you.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I know where you're coming from. So let me make sure that I got everything in here correctly.
Great.
So you went to pick your daughter, Barbara, at her friend's house.
Yep.
While she was in the treehouse.
Right, and Barbara refused to get out of the treehouse.
And after she refused, you went to pick her up.
Right.
And then once you got into the treehouse, the gutter of the homeowner pulls you out of the treehouse.
That's right.
And you injured your leg.
That's right. That's all right.
Okay, let me place all that in here. There we go. And in the case of we're not able to get in contact with one of the attorneys, what would be the best time to give you a call back?
Oh, anytime after 5 a.m.
Anytime after 5 a.m.
I'm usually at my best between 5 and 7.
5 a.m. And which time zone are you in at the moment? Is that Pacific Daylight Time?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So it sounds very serious because even though, well, it's intervening with your work. So let me make sure that I got everything in here. It is properly set. I just need to confirm that I got all the information properly written.
The daughter's name is Tiff. Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yeah, she's a real brat. She's fat too. I don't know if that matters.
Let me place information in here. Only the attorneys themselves will be able to determine, but
perfect.
Let me place everything that you're telling.
She's just so strong, you know, because she's so large. Yeah.
Okay.
I know we're not supposed to body shame anymore, but you know.
Don't worry, in this case, every piece of information matters for the attorney.
Absolutely.
In here. There we go. So what I will need to do is place you on a brief hold.
No problem.
I'm trying to get in contact with one of the attorneys. It would be like 1 minute.
Great.
If I'm able, I will come back and, you know, let you know that I'm still trying to get you connected.
All right. Perfect.
Be right back then.
Time to call a man selling a 2007 Honda Accord.
Oh, hi, I'm just calling about the 2007 Honda Accord. Is it still for sale or did someone...
Yes.
Oh, great.
We still have it.
Oh, how many miles is on it?
It's got 127,000.
Jeez, does the car shake like a leaf? Because I'm going to be carpooling children in this car. Do you think it's...
It's a very safe vehicle now.
It's
really good.
And it drives...
Yes, nice. You let your hands off the wheels, stay in the front.
Oh, I could put my hands off the wheels. Fantastic.
I mean, for a moment, for a brief moment, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I have to put them back on.
You know how some vehicles, when they're wore out, they pull toward the ditch line, toward the center line?
Yeah, yeah. All right, great. Well, this sounds fantastic. Can I give it a test drive?
Yeah. Do you want to buy it or trade?
Oh, well, I didn't even know trading was possible. I didn't know how much it was.
We're needing a good truck. That's why I was hoping to be able to trade it for a good pickup.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've got a pickup truck, but I need it because I, you know, haul things every day.
Yeah, I live up here on the mountains a little bit, so I need one as well.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. The Accord's not going to work well. No, the Accord is not going to give you what you need up there.
No, I can't haul an open wood or type the trash. Or
oh my God, the trash that I haul, it's unreal. All right, well, I will, why don't I just text you and we can find a time for me to just come and see the Accord.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, perfect. Have a great night.
Let's call Lauren Boebert the crazy Republican's husband. Jason.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Jason?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sabrina. I'm calling down from the gun range. I just wanted to check in and see if you were going to come back.
From the gun range?
Yeah. You left your information. You wanted to set up an appointment? Do I have the right number? Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is Jason. I didn't leave any information there anymore.
Oh, maybe someone left it for you?
Maybe.
We're the Colorado...
Colorado. Okay. I've seen a New Jersey number. I was like, what's going on here?
Oh, yeah, I moved recently. I know, I really have got to switch my number up. Well, we're offering specials because we just opened, so you could bring down any of your guns and just shoot them up, you know, whatever, whenever you want.
All right, I appreciate that. I'll get back to you. I'm headed over to another meeting right now. But
you're working late.
I never kept calling, so.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
I have to go meet at the Doubletree, so I've got Colorado Springs.
Oh, I love that Doubletree. They've got a fantastic dirty martini.
I got you.
Well, have a wonderful time.
Get out of here. Yeah.
What business are you in?
I'm in oil and gas.
Oil and gas. Wow. Well, it's quite the time for that. So you must hate Tesla.
I don't hate Tesla. Actually, they drive gas prices up. So.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, what a lucrative business.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, hey, take it easy. I gotta get on. I don't know how to get directions here. I'll follow back up with you.
Okay, perfect. Follow up.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.